Estevan. The recent struggles for the Estevan Bruins continued on the weekend, as the Black and Gold dropped two games in Humboldt against the Broncos. The first game was a 5-4 decision Friday night. Humboldt held a 1-0 lead on a goal by Spencer Bell. Mitch Koner tied the game with 53 seconds remaining in the first, but Bell scored with 10 seconds to play in the period. Matthew Van Blarikom, Ethan Zielk and Bell scored in the first 11 minutes of the second period to give Humboldt a 5-1 lead. Salvatore Calora provided the Bruins with a measure of hope with a goal 85 seconds after Bell's third. Cade Runke scored on a power play in the third, and after the Bruins killed off a 5-minute major, Davis scored on another power play to pull the Bruins to within one. Estevan had several chances to tie the game, but couldn't beat Broncos goaltender Jared Picklick, who made 40 saves. Bruins netminder Cam Herdliska stopped 36 shots. The following night, the Bruins fell 4-1 to Humboldt. Ben Kotalik opened the scoring for Humboldt with a shorthanded goal, and Timothy Kim's goal in the second doubled Humboldt's lead. The Broncos outshot the Bruins 29-14 in the first two periods, but only beat Jackson Miller twice. Matthew Van Blarikom and Lucas Ceccarelli scored in the third to put Humboldt up by four. Gabriel Fillion's goal with 35 seconds to play spoiled the shutout bid for Humboldt goalie Benjamin Motu, who made 24 saves on the night. Miller stopped 36 shots. Estevan played both games without several regulars, including forward Keegan Little and defensemen Owen Miley and Robbie Stewart. The Bruins have now lost four straight and 8 of 9. Their last win in regulation was January 14. Estevan, 2-4-2-1-3-2, has 53 points with 6 games remaining. They have a 4-point lead over the Weyburn Red Wings for first place in the Viterra division, but Weyburn has 3 games in hand. The Bruins will visit the Melville Millionaires on Wednesday night. Humboldt, the 1st of December 33, will visit the Nipawin Hawks on Friday night at 7 p.m.